you've got some company down there right now, Bonnaroo, do you not?
Oh, I absolutely do have some company. They were just saying, you know, like it's like a revolving door of people coming in here, and I just get the opportunity to chat with anybody that walks in, and that's why we had the interview with the custodian earlier. Sorry about that. But we'll get back to the bands playing the stages here. I've got the Teskey Brothers in stage. How are you, fellas?
Hey, man, so good to be here. So good to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, thanks for being here. And how was the set earlier today, playing on the Witch stage?
Yeah, it was amazing. Crowd,
yeah. Any difference in crowd that you've been seeing from like your usual shows to Bonnaroo? Anything stick out to you? Any totems that caught your eye out there?
Nah, they were just a wild bunch. You know, that's probably as many of the festivals we've been to have been. But it was, you know, we're pretty early in the day as well. But it was a really lovely energy up there, and really, really what a blast. You know.
Yeah. I'm glad that you guys get to stick around tonight and enjoy some of the experience as well.
Yeah, we're wrapped, man. There's some amazing acts coming on tonight, you know.
So right?
I'm just looking over at Liam there. You know, he's ready to go. He's gonna see some good stuff.
See some Parquet Courts, a band from New York.
Oh yeah.
I think we might have missed them.
We'll check that out. Hopefully catch the end
maybe
of that.
Maybe you'll run into them. Maybe they'll put on a show for you.
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
So you got a new album coming out August 2nd. How was the process for that album this time?
It was a big one, man. It was a big one. Yeah, this is, we probably, you know, our first record, you know, we did 2 years ago, and it was a very kind of homegrown, you know, we had lots of time to do it. We just kind of breezed our way through it. Whereas this one, you know, there was a schedule, there was like a, you know, there was a producer, there was like, you know, there was a budget, so it was a little bit more pressure, you know?
Yeah.
It was, and a time limit, you know, so it was, but it was fun, it was incredible. I mean, just like the old record, we did it in our studio at home in Melbourne, Australia, so
nice.
It's, everything's recorded to tape on an old analog sort of system that we got down there, and so it's in the same vein as our last record. It's all old school sounding.
Awesome.
It's everything's analog. It's gonna be really fun. So we're so excited to get it out there, man.
Yeah, there was a lot of people rushing out of the production studio here when they're like, oh, it's Teskey Brothers time, and literally it emptied out. And then after the set, everybody came back with rave reviews. Unfortunately, I was here studying diligently, trying to get
working
it
hard, you know,
but
yeah.
I
committed
am,
to your, you know, to your job here,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm excited that I am gonna have a chance to see you guys September 15th at the Ryman with Tash Sultana. What have people told you about the Ryman, and how do you feel about getting to play that stage?
We're so honored to be able to play the Ryman. I mean, not in our wildest dreams would we have thought we'd be playing such a historical venue like that. There's so much history there. It's kind of terrifying, but it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a blast, man. Yeah.
And speaking of Nashville, you guys just had your first night in Nashville. I saw on Twitter the other night, or Instagram, or whatever you posted on. What did you end up getting into in Nashville the other night? You were looking for some suggestions.
We went over to Duke's and had a few drinks with our bass player, Kevin, who's a local from Nashville, East Nashville. And so we had a few drinks there. I met a lot of musicians in Duke's. And then we walked over to Bolton's Hot Chicken.
Ooh.
Ourselves quite badly. We had a good time. We some of the demons we had inside of us. And
everybody said you should go the medium, and then we were like, well, we're trying hot chicken for the first time, so we're just gonna I don't know, we can handle it. We're gonna go the hot, and it was really hot, you know.
So after sweating it out, we went over to the Five spot and watched some really great five local bands
$2 Tuesday, man. It was great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so you go on in there, bunch of bands playing. It was great, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys had such a good experience in Nashville. We're excited to have you back again, and actually tomorrow night going to Louisville and playing at another great bar. Have you played at Zanzibar before?
We've never played at Zanzibar, so we're really looking forward to checking it out. I mean, it's our first time to Kentucky, you know. We're really just visiting a lot of these places for the first time.
Awesome. Well,
so
we're
really
happy
exciting.
That you're coming by and doing that. Zanzibar is a great venue. I think you guys are going to have a lot of fun. There's a ton of pinball machines in there too, so nice way to kill the time before a set. So
great.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by, guys, and we're double dipping with you guys this week, so thanks for coming in again.
It's good to be back, Jesse.
Yeah, absolutely, and enjoy the rest of your Bonnaroo night. Safe travels to you, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Casey, what's going on in Nashville?
Well, we're going to throw it to one of the artists that you talked to a little earlier today. Let's do one from Noah Kahn. The latest is called Mess, and it's on Lightning 100.